This is KERA News. Fort Worth's historic Stop 6 neighborhood is considered one of the city's poorest and most underserved. But some changes are happening there to turn around the neighborhood in East Fort Worth. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on one of those changes.
Saturday morning at Ramey Market usually doesn't have this much fanfare. It's a small, standalone convenience store, pretty nondescript. But today, the Dunbar High School Marching Band is providing the soundtrack for a party to celebrate what might sound like small changes. Changes that many in the community hope will have a big impact. The store has taken tobacco advertisements out of the windows. When you open the door, fresh fruits and vegetables are the first thing you see. They've moved the bottled water to the front cooler, and there's a deli counter as well. This old convenience store has been turned into a small neighborhood grocery. Champanelle Washington lives nearby.
You know, I've been here, it's up 5 years now.
There just aren't places in Stop 6 where Washington can buy fresh, healthy food. So she was stoked when she walked over the other day and bought an onion.
I was never able to get an onion. It's close. You know, you gotta go to the nearest grocery store for that. But being able to walk and get it is, you know what I'm saying, that's a good thing because you get to exercise.
This is all part of a push from the citywide Blue Zones project, which operates on the idea that little nudges will help Fort Worth residents make healthier choices. And Ramey Market was targeted in particular because it's surrounded by schools. There's Dunbar High School, as well as a middle school and two elementary schools, all just blocks away. And that means kids come to the store a lot.
They normally buy chips and stuff, but now since they brought the produce in, I'm pretty sure they're going to start buying pineapples and apples and all that, because that's sweeter than anything that's in the stores.
Dunbar High School senior Desiree Crossley is in the marching band. So is her friend Keviana Lucas, who's 15. She says kids know junk food isn't great, but they buy it because it's what's available.
But now since they're bringing in healthy foods, it just makes a whole lot better difference. Because normally for the kids in the band, like me, we want something that's going to hydrate us and keep us healthy and we can keep moving. We don't want nothing that's just going to leave us and keep us gloomy and stuff. So I don't mind.
This predominantly African-American neighborhood faces a host of challenges. It has high crime rates, low levels of education, and nearly 80% of households here are low to moderate income. Stop 6 is also the focus of a handful of projects aimed at turning things around. The city of Fort Worth is piloting a $2.6 million revitalization project, tearing down old vacant buildings, adding streetlights, and fixing roads. The Fort Worth School District has its own Stop 6 initiative to expand healthcare access for early childhood and engage the whole community in getting kids career and college ready. Sajaid Miller is the principal at Dunbar High, and he's optimistic.
Stop 6 has some momentum. We have a community that's willing to engage. We have external stakeholders who are willing to come in and embrace our needs and not judge or not try to dictate from afar, but to be a part of the work with us.
Miller says he's worked to make Dunbar an environment that promotes healthy decisions. And he started working with the Blue Zones Project and Ramey Market so that the message gets reinforced when kids leave campus.
This isn't the panacea of all things health-related in Stop 6, but this is a step in the right direction.
Miller says it'll take a coordinated effort of many small steps like this to make a big difference in Stop 6. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.